702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
So it's Friday, and on Fridays, we always end off by speaking to the good thing guy, Brent Lindekew. How's your Friday going, Brent?
Happy Friday. What a week, man. What a week.
Sure, what a week. And it started off, obviously, with those Cape Town fires. And I always think of the quote that you refer to, Brent, from Fred Rogers, who always says, and off you go.
Always says, in times of tragedy, you've got to look for the helpers, because those are the heroes that we need to celebrate. And let me tell you, the helpers came out in droves to help with the Cape Town fires. Everybody from corporate individuals, the associations like SPCA that were looking after pets that may have gone missing, and the wildlife that were caught in those fires. There were just so many people that came to the forefront. Massive shout out to the gift of the givers. They are absolutely phenomenal with the work that they do in South Africa.
Yeah, it was phenomenal just to see the fire guys, like the rescue workers out there battling the blaze. But then we just saw so many people putting together and, you know, helping the students and all kinds of good helpers to look out for there.
It's always. We've got to look for the helpers. And that's the biggest thing for me and the biggest driver as to why Good Things Guy exists, is because in South Africa, we continue to have these incredible humans doing extraordinary things every day in our country. And it's in times like these, when we have tragedy like a fire, where we see people really come together to help each other, which is beautiful.
You've got this great story about a Canadian who only ever came to Cape Town, I think, once for a short time, but was so impressed with the National Sea Rescue Institute that she left them 20 million rand in her will.
So awesome. So her name is, not awesome that she passed away, I'm very sad, but she lived a great life. Her name's Donna Nicholas, and she stayed in Cape Town for a short time. She traveled quite extensively around the world. She held a couple of titles to different corporations. She was pretty big in business, and she fell in love with Cape Town, with South Africa, and more specifically with the National Sea Rescue Institute, which, as we know, is a completely volunteer-driven association in South Africa. And she passed away, I think, in 2015, and it's taken them a while to wrap things up and put the money where it needs to go. But the NSRI got around 20 million rand, and it's helped them purchase a brand-new rescue craft, which is based in Simonstown. Really beautiful story.
That's awesome. I hope they put her name on the side of it. So that would be
That's so cool.
Excellent. And just lastly, very quickly, a South African choreographer has created a video hoping that Meghan Trainor will see it, and it's going viral.
Again, it's going viral again. So Rudy Smith created this amazing video a couple of years ago, and I don't know why, but it got picked up on our website again, and over the last 24 hours, it's had almost 26,000 people that have read that article and watched the video again. Rudy actually did a massive shout-out to us on Instagram because the story got picked up again. It's such a cool video. If you want to go check it out, just Google Rudy Smith, Rudy with an I, and search for Me Too, and you'll see that video.
Brilliant, Brent. Thank you so much for bringing us some good news. Always good to chat to you on a Friday.
Thank you. I want to wish you and your listeners only good things.
Isn't it just a ray of sunshine, Brent Lindekew, the Good Things Guy, always ending off on a Friday chatting to him.